Kia ora and welcome to this Wāti News Bulletin. Māori Party President John Tamahere says repealing the law allowing local bodies to create Māori wards takes away Māori rights guaranteed by the Treaty of Waitangi. Nationals leader Chris Luxon and ACT's David Seymour have come out against the provisions that allow voters on the Māori electoral roll to elect councillors to represent their interests. Mr Tamahere says Māori seats add to a council's governance ability rather than detract from it. He says the race baiters are ignoring New Zealand's constitutional history.
Government did not get their rights through discovery. They did not get their rights through conquest. They got their rights through consent. Our ancestors signed a deal saying, yes, Pākehā, you can come and live here. And yes, you can share. But we must be equal. And you must protect our rights to our own rangatiratanga. He's rewriting the law by taking things away from their obligations to the treaty.
John Tamahere says Māori won't sit by and see hard-won rights being taken away by a change of government. A Maui resident says rebuilding the historic town of Lahaina could be a chance to assert its historic role as a centre for Hawaiian royalty. Shane Kahaleho from Native Hawaiian Sovereignty Group, Lahui Hawaii, says authorities are still searching the rubble for the remains of people who were killed when fires swept through the town. The death toll stands at 115. But more than 300 people are still unaccounted for. Mr Kahaleho says, given the colonial history of the land, he's sceptical about the promises given by US President Joe Biden during his visit to the island last week.
Him being on the island did nothing for our indigenous ones. Maybe for the overall community of Maui, there were some that, you know, pay homage to being American. But for myself, my family, my loved ones, and many, many other of the Lahui, as we are called, that was just smoke and mirrors, if you ask us.
Shane Kahaleho. Tohu Kaimoan is rebranding the trust set up to ensure urban Māori had a share in the benefits of the Māori fishery settlement. Te Pūtea Whakatupu Trust has been renamed Tapu Wairoa. Cultural consultant Che Wilson says that stems from the saying, Kahiki mata te tapu wai o tangaroa, referring to the trail of tangaroa over the surface of the moana. Executive Director Te Pūho Kātene says the original name, which translates as the fund that promotes growth, didn't capture the organisation's lofty goals. Over the past two decades, the trust has funded scholarships, wānanga and networking events. It's also had long periods where its ability to make decisions was frozen by conflicts between urban Māori and iwi representatives, which led to high court challenges. Te Pūho Kātene says the trust's purpose remains the same, whāngaitia matua te tuākiri Māori, through targeted funding, investment and advocacy. That brings us to the end of this Wāti News Bulletin. Ko kura mahu ki rātapu tēnei. Kia ora.